Main Street Viroqua bustles with business. This is an area attracting population. One reason is because of a growing number of organic farms. Such farmers are moving to the area from Kentucky, Missouri, and Indiana.
Who would like to solve it?
Another reason people are moving to town from across the country, the Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School, a private K-8 school where there are no grades, no computers, no standardized tests, where lunch is always organic. Enter a big business car dealer from southeast Wisconsin. For a millionaire salesman, a place like Viroqua is a haltingly different world from million-dollar showrooms. But it's where Russ Darrow gets dropped in for his Where in Wisconsin road trip.
So we're going to learn all about politics from you today, right?
Believe me, that's what I'm here for, is to listen and find out what's important and what I ought to know.
Listen, and you'll hear.
And does Darrow ever get an earful at Viroqua's Common Ground Cafe? Vernon County farmer Dan Pepper hammers away on what he considers the evils of current free trade policy.
And I hope you don't promote that kind of stuff if you win, because that's driving America into the ground.
Darrow says he's used to making customers happy.
We know in the world of politics, a lot of people aren't happy. But the key is they respect your judgment and they respect the fact that you really do care.
I'm not so concerned about happy as I am poor and deprived of medical treatment,
yes,
a reasonable income, and
right,
all those kinds of things.
After a lot of listening, Darrow does not manage to make this customer particularly happy. He moves on to someone he relates to a little better, the owner of the cafe, Tom Milazzo.
What's your single biggest thing? If you had number one thing that the federal government could do to help you as a small business person, what would that be?
Healthcare.
And healthcare is three things, because it has to be made more affordable and available. And one of them is that we allow to increase the personal medical savings accounts. And number two is to allow pooling. And number three is tort reform. We've got to get rid of that, stop these lawsuits instead of driving up the cost.
Milazzo says it all sounds good, but thinks it will be hard to achieve. Moving on through town, Darrow hits his stride, heading into Viroqua's big hardware store.
I don't know about you, but on Saturday mornings, I live in a place like this.
Big retail is Darrow's kind of language. At nearly every turn, he relates his candidacy back to his experience as a car dealer.
Hey, you got some serious inventory in here.
Several citizens want to talk with the U.S. Senate candidate at the hardware store. Brian Wickert is looking for an advocate for the small business people who are organic farmers.
So much time they get pushed off to the side because they don't have the political clout to have the lobbyists. So
again, I started from scratch with that, and believe me, I appreciate it. I mean, small business is my life.
Don't forget it when you get to Washington.
No, I won't.
In La Crosse, a group assembled at the Chamber of Commerce asks Russ Darrow to tell them what he's about.
I mean, I balanced budgets for all those 38 years. I really know the difference between, you know, surplus and deficit, as in $550 billion because of not being able to say no. In terms of overspending, where would you cut the money? I think every federal government agency could take a cut of 3 or 4% in billions of dollars.
Darrow also says President Bush's tax cuts should be made permanent. He says businesses like his boom when people have extra money to buy things like cars.
I'd like to hear your point of view on trade balance and how you level that playing field.
Well, I've lived it, and I've watched what happens when an administration means it, when they say, you want to keep importing products in here, you build plants here, you create employment here. And now we've got 80,000 employees working in auto manufacturing plants here in the United States with Toyota, Honda, Nissan. And so that's not a bad thing. It's a change.
At the Western Wisconsin Technical College in La Crosse, Darrow tells an assembled group of teachers that tax incentives for worker retraining are an important piece of his platform, relating it back again to his own car mechanics and how they need to keep up with changing technology. Darrow tells the group he is 100% diametrically opposed to the way incumbent Senator Russ Feingold votes, including Feingold's signature legislation.
The campaign finance reform, I think, is a disaster. What it started out to be is not what it ended up to be.
Darrow says it takes away free speech and says it ought to be called the Incumbent Retention Act. Darrow says he's especially chapped by Feingold's lone vote against the Patriot Act, saying Homeland Security is key. Tech college teacher Antonio Ray is disappointed by Russ Darrow.
I'm not sure that business and government are, you can run government as business. I think that's a misconception.